We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Here, right on time, Larry Harris, Assistant General Manager, Golden State Warriors, joining us on Joe Lowe and Dibs. I am Jim Cosimore, Dan Dibley, Lorenzo Neal. You know, Larry, I know it's technically the draft is over, so you get to exhale, but I know that that's untrue, right? You guys still got your hands in a lot of things, don't you?
We do, but it's good to hear you guys getting along so well.
No, we don't.
Thank you for that. Yeah. Hey, let's review the guys that that the Warriors took in the NBA draft. You got to start with a guy from Michigan, Jordan Poole. What did you like about the skill set that Jordan Poole has and how it fits into what the Warriors are trying to do?
Well, I think the biggest thing with him, and looking at our team, and certainly you guys alluded to it right when I was listening, I gathered where you were going as far as scoring. And if you look at our bench this past season and in the playoffs, you know, scoring is a premium, and you got to be able to try and find guys that can come off your bench and provide some scoring. And I think that's where Jordan, you know, maybe not initially, just because of, you know, just coming as a sophomore in college and coming into the NBA, what it's going to be the transition for him. But what we like is his ability to shoot the three, but also put the ball on the floor and get into the paint and make some plays, either scoring it or by the pass. And so for him, though his size dictates he's more of a two guard, I could see him even being involved in playing some backup point guard or handling the ball as a two. And I think that's probably the biggest the skill set that he brings is at the offensive end of the floor.
As you mentioned, point guard, I understand that the transformation of Jacob Evans to point guard is something that's ongoing. How's the progress of that, and how important is Summer League going to be for Jacob Evans to take that next step this season?
Well, I think, you know, the one thing we discussed as we got deep into the season, especially the last month and a half of the G League season, we wanted to see Jacob go down there and play some point guard. We felt all along that one of the things, probably his biggest asset to our team, was his defensive ability. He can guard ones, twos, and threes. He takes on the challenge. Certainly, he's got to become a better shooter. We are aware of that. And we just thought with his IQ and his skill set with the ball that, you know, as a bigger guard, not that we're transitioning away from Sean Livingston or his replacement or whatever, but we know that we need somebody to back up Steph eventually. And we feel comfortable with the ball in Jacob's hands. And the Summer League's going to be huge for him. It's going to be his team. He's going to run the show. Though we have some other guys that are coming in for Summer League and our three rookies, this really is going to be Jacob's show, and we're anxious to see how he's going to handle it. I think he'll be fine, and that the shooting will come along, and I think he'll end up being a contributor this next season for us.
Sure. When we look at Eric Pascoe and Villanova University, you see what would he be able to bring to the table? 6'9", 254 pounds, big kid, big fellow. What are you guys expecting from the big man?
Well, we anticipate he's going to play four and some three, depending defensive assignments. Could see him and Draymond on the floor together. I think the one thing that he brings is a physical toughness. The other thing is it's both sides of the ball. Offensively, he's got a skill set that he can make the corner three, but he also has the ability to put the ball on the floor. He's a tremendous, explosive two-footed jumper. He's physical. He's not afraid of the moment. I know a lot of people have equated that some of the things are you looking for him to be like Draymond. I think there's some qualities and skills that he brings that are similar to Draymond, but I think Draymond is so unique. But I think Eric can learn a lot from Draymond, and I could see where him coming in to the pro game has more more of a game away from the basket than Draymond did coming out of college. So I think they complement each other pretty well. And I anticipate, again, him as well, being a senior, being a champion, you know, winner and all this stuff. I see him as a guy that, unless there's some major injury that he sustains here between now and when camp opens up, that he'll be the one that will probably get an immediate look, and he can step in and play some minutes next year.
Warriors assistant GM Larry Harris joining us here on 95.7 The Game. The other guy you guys took, Alan Smilagic, you guys know a lot about. You saw him as an 8, I believe he was 18 when he was playing for the Santa Cruz Warriors. How much did that help you guys understand the type of person, the type of player he is? You're talking about a young kid. Now, is he he's from Serbia? Is that correct?
That is correct.
Yeah. I mean, an 18-year-old kid living in a different country, and you guys got the good close-up view of him. How did that help you ascertain what you wanted to do with him?
Well, you know, Kent Lakob and his staff did a tremendous job in the draft last year, and we took a gamble. Not many times are there opportunities where you take a guy, you know, as your first pick in the G League draft with someone that is basically just on a tryout, not only for you but for the 29 other teams in the league. And we certainly had him with us every day, the entire season, and then he went back to Serbia to get himself prepared for the draft. So with him, people that have gone down and seen Santa Cruz play, at least, you know, there's certainly footage of him playing. I'm sure our fan base has gone on and tried to see what they're getting with this young kid. But first of all, you're getting a tremendously skilled guy at 18 years old that not many people, even in the United States, much less in Europe at 18, could go and play what we consider the second best league in the world, in the G League. And going up against men, you know, former NBA players, physical big guys, and him being a center, for the, 17, 18, 19 minutes that he played, on average, adjusted pretty well. Now he's got to get a little bit stronger, but his body is in good shape. I mean, he's not 210 pounds. So he's not afraid of contact. He can shoot the ball. But his skill set, which is going to be developing, as we all know, is his ability to, at the high post, 15, 17 feet, is driving that to the basket. He's good on the offensive glass. He can really pass. So I think, again, I hate to say skill set. It seems to be something that I'm saying a lot this morning. But his skills as a dribble, pass, and shoot guy for a big man, as you've seen us play, those are the kind of things we need. And I think his future is bright, and it's down the road. But I think people are envisioning him playing again in the G League the whole year. I don't anticipate that happening. I think he'll see some minutes. I don't know how many, and I don't know how soon, but I would not be surprised to see him playing some minutes for us next year as well.
Maybe the most exciting part of all this for me is that Summer League starts in a week, Larry. I mean, no rest for the weary, right? You guys go from an NBA Finals appearance to a draft right into Summer League. We know that the drafted kids will be there. Any other additions to the Summer League roster, players we might keep an eye on? I know Lowe's favorite from last year, John Clavel. We need a John Clavel update, too, if he might be appearing. Lowe's a huge fan of old number 7.
He wanted to shoot. He wasn't afraid to shoot that thing.
Well, I will say a couple things. I know that I think we're releasing the roster tomorrow or later today or something. So I won't give you all of them because, the anticipation. But we have upgraded the John Clavel. We're going to put the Jimmer for Dead in there. So we're going to take the score in China or whatever. So we've decided to upgrade that position a little bit. But, when I look at the Summer League team that I have in front of me, I think the names that everybody, be interested will want to come down to Vegas if they can, or at least watch us on NBA TV or ESPN whenever we're on, is, obviously Jacob will be at the point, and then we'll have our three rookies, Jacob, Eric and Allen, but we'll also, Damian Jones is going to play in Sacramento, and also Kai Bowman, who was undrafted out of Boston College. We had him for a workout. I think he's a tremendously gifted point guard, physical, tough. If you imagine like a Patrick Beverley type of player, will also be on our summer league. And we have some other guys we'll mix in as well, but those are the main guys that will be there that we're looking forward to seeing.
And before we let you go, Larry, you mentioned some of those guys are going to play in Sacramento. We should point out, I think it's July 1st, 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. Is that right? The California Classic that will have the Miami Heat, the Lakers, the Warriors, the Kings all involved. I know it's a couple of extra days of basketball for everybody, but for Warrior fans, if you can't make it to Vegas, take the 90-mile drive back to the capital city. You can catch some of these Warrior games and see them in person. I think it's a nice tournament. It started last year, and they're going to continue it this year.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up. So, yeah, we play 3 days in a row, and Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. It's during the middle of the week, I understand that, but hopefully some people are taking the third off and they can get up there. But we play in the evening on Monday and Tuesday, and then Wednesday we have a noon game because after that we got to fly to Vegas and play on the 5th play on the 5th and 6th in Vegas. So it's a pretty busy schedule. We're getting together this week, obviously free agency coming up as well. So like you said, no rest for the weary after the finals, just right into the draft and now into what the management gets paid to do. This is a big summer for us.
There you go. It's going to be a lot of fun to watch and see what happens, and a big part of it's going to start on the 1st in Sacramento and then in Vegas. Larry Harris, thanks for joining us here. We appreciate it. Always great having you, and best of luck putting this whole thing together.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on, guys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.